Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. In past episodes, we have learned about how slavery influenced much of the early history of the United States. We have explored issues that led up to the Civil War. We have also learned about people who made a significant contribution to the abolitionist movement. Today, we will learn about another man who fought for all people to be free, Frederick Douglass. In February 1818, in Tuckahoe, Maryland, a baby boy with a name larger than he was born. Frederick Augustus Washington Bailey entered the world as an enslaved person. His parents were enslaved, so he was enslaved. His mother, Harriet Bailey, worked as a field hand. Frederick was left in the care of his grandmother, Betsy Bailey, on another plantation. Caused the two to not spend much time together. Frederick would later write that he only recalled seeing his mother a few times before she passed away when he was about 7 years old. As was the practice, Frederick was taken away from his grandmother and forced to work when he was 7 years old. It was not easy for him. He worked long hours cooking and cleaning. He was given very little food and had to sleep on the dirt floor. The next year, Frederick was given to another family who lived in Baltimore, Maryland. While he still had to work, this family provided better for him. The Auld family gave him more food, a bed, and better clothing. Remarkably, Mrs. Auld even included Frederick in her son's reading lessons. This was not an opportunity that many enslaved people had. In many places, it was illegal to teach a black person to read. Unfortunately, Mr. Auld found out about the lessons and put a stop to them. Frederick was not discouraged. He wanted to learn more. He found some poor white boys from neighboring homes who were willing to continue his lessons in exchange for some of Frederick's food. Frederick read anything he could get his hands on. He read old books and newspapers. Imagine how he felt when he read that there were white people who disagreed with the institution of slavery. At the age of 15, Frederick was forced to leave the Auld family. He passed around to several cruel families. Frederick was forced to work long hours in the hot sun. He was often hungry and mistreated. He knew he could not endure this treatment much longer, so Frederick made a plan to escape. He enlisted the help of people he knew who disagreed with slavery. One of his friends, Anna Murray, offered to make Frederick a sailor suit. Anna was a black woman, but she had been born free. In September 1838, wearing the sailor outfit Anna had made him, Frederick joined a crowd boarding a train headed for Wilmington, Delaware. In Delaware, he got on a steamship that took him to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Finally, from Philadelphia, he took another train to New York City. Though he was far away from those who enslaved him, he was not free yet. Many men in New York caught escaped enslaved people and returned them to their owners for a reward. Frederick changed his last name from Bailey to Johnson. An abolitionist named David Ruggles helped him find a safe place. A few days later, Anna arrived in New York, and the two were married. Frederick and Anna kept moving. Mr. Ruggles told them that New Bedford, Massachusetts would be a safer place for them. They found refuge in the home of Nathan and Polly Johnson. Since so many people in that area already had the last name of Johnson, Frederick changed his name again. He became known as Frederick Douglass. He found work on a ship. For the first time in his life, Frederick was being paid money for the work he did. Frederick began attending abolitionist meetings. After one meeting, he shared what his life had been like as an enslaved man. People were moved by his powerful speech. Other groups wanted to hear about Frederick's experiences. He started traveling around, sharing his story. In 1845, Frederick published a book about his life as an enslaved man called Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave, written by himself. His book was moving for two reasons. First, People were surprised that a black man was able to write and communicate so well. Secondly, Frederick's firsthand account of his brutal treatment convinced people that slavery was wrong. As I am sure you can imagine, other people were angry about Frederick's book. They did not want the horrors of slavery to be discussed. These people would come to meetings that Frederick was speaking at and throw things at him. This did not stop Frederick. He believed that all people should be free. Frederick did fear for his safety during this time, so he spent some time traveling around Europe speaking out against slavery. There, he met Anna and Ellen Richardson. These two ladies went back to the people who had owned Frederick and paid the price of his freedom. Now Frederick could return to the United States as a truly free man. Frederick returned to the state of New York, where he continued to work in the abolitionist movement. He started a newspaper against slavery in 1847. He called it the North Star. The home that he and Anna shared with their five children was a stop on the Underground Railroad. When the Civil War started, Frederick supported black men serving in the Union Army, and his sons fought in the war. After the war ended, Frederick moved to the nation's capital. He was named a U.S. Marshal, becoming the first black man to hold the title. Frederick spent the rest of his life continuing his quest for equality for all men. He passed away in 1895, having dedicated his life to achieving freedom for everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Inquisikids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.